The next one I'm going to go towards Dana. And so when you're reviewing an application, what are some key things that you feel reviewers should be looking for, and what are your specific go-to areas?
Thanks. I think I kind of also want to tack on to some things that Pat said. So when you look at an application, and others might have, you know, said this earlier, it's important to take a step back and, again, not compare that application to your own program. And you almost kind of have to think creatively about, you know, their, you know, professional development day. It looks different from ours, but take a step back. Are they offering professional development, even though it doesn't look like yours? So just kind of seeing if, are they offering the standard? Are they meeting it? And taking your brain back a step to look at it from a completely blank canvas to see, you know, are they doing this even though it's not the way you're used to seeing it? In terms of the application itself, what my typical go-to area is that, you know, is usually where the meat and potatoes are is the professional development area, and also the site visit forms. But you want to see, is that professional development happening? What does it look like? How often does it happen? Because some folks might say what constitutes professional development is, you know, different than what, you know, somebody else might say. So if a program has, let's say, a digital citizenship learning day, that would not count as discipline specific professional development. Now, if, let's say, a history department had digital citizenship and how it impacts historical records, I don't know, go on, something of that nature, maybe that could be professional development. So you really have to look at what's being offered in terms of professional development. What's the documentation? What are the handouts? Did they actually sit down and learn something from the department they're working with? You know, that what constitutes professional development, that's always something that really tends to show the strong, or it could be, weak points of a program. There needs to be, again, evidence of collaboration between the instructors and the department on campus that's overseeing that course. If a CEP has a professional development session, that's fine, that's good, but it's not content specific. I can't go out and lead a workshop on, you know, mathematics. So it's not appropriate for me as a CEP administrator to do that. It needs to be discipline specific. The other area that kind of gets a little bit murky from here and there is the new instructor orientation. We're typical to seeing, you know, a faculty member sit down with a new instructor and onboard them, go through a checklist of, you know, what assessment styles are allowed in the department, what's not allowed, what content am I expected to cover. If they absolutely can't have a face-to-face, they could have a phone call. It gets a little bit dicey sometimes because you'll see a program that will just email a syllabus. And that is not new instructor orientation. There needs to be proof that information is shared with that new instructor of what you are expected to take on when you teach this course, and are you prepared to do that? Do you know what is supposed to be on the final exam? Do you know how to weight the grades? Do you know what test bank these questions must come from? So it's, you know, if that happens over email, you kind of have to dig a little bit deeper to see what information was shared. But just simply emailing out a syllabus that's not new instructor orientation. So it's really the site visits, the annual professional development, and that new instructor orientation that really kind of reflects the strength of a program's faculty and instructor collaboration.
Thanks, Dana. Would anyone else?
I would just like to say that we typically don't like email as evidence, because then you have to go through all of those email, like an email chain. Nobody likes email chains as evidence. So that's my parting words there.
Thanks. Would anyone else like to chime in on this one? All right, well, let's move on to the next one. Would any of you like to share any issues that you've come across that have caused rifts within the review